Good evening. And what
Good
shall
evening.
We discuss?
Good evening, Elias. It's great to finally talk to you in person. So my name's Shin, but I'd like to run through my, you know, standard stats. So essence name, family belonging alignment, and, you know, orientations, all that.
Very well. And your impressions?
So, in terms of essence name, I have spoken to Tompkin, and he's given me one essence name of Bethel. But I had some little attempts, and I caught on to the letters C, H, and A. So I don't know. And I'm eager to hear your perspective.
Actually, what you are tapping into is a focus name. And I would agree with Tompkin in relation to the essence name. The focus name was Shondell.
Ah. Shondell.
I see. That actually is a French focus that you incorporate within the 1700s.
Ah. That's really interesting. Okay, that's definitely worth exploring. And my family belonging and alignment?
And your impressions?
So, maybe Tumold belonging and Samari alignment, but Tompkin went the other way around and, you know, said it was Samari Tumold. So I don't know.
I would say your impressions are correct.
Okay. Okay. And I think so. And following up from Anne's comments, I'm thinking that I'm thought-focused and common rather than political, but it's hard to say.
I would agree.
Okay. Okay. So, let's see. So why don't we go into some questions that a few of us in the forum have been chatting about and having a lot of curiosities about, and then towards the back, I'll jump back into my personal questions.
Very well.
But I guess one big point of questioning is that some of us feel that the earlier material before Rome addressed a lot of our individual shifts, you know, practices and concepts that would allow us to shift individually. And some people have said that after Rome, there was a shift towards moving your intent towards addressing mass consciousness and shifting in the mass consciousness space. So my big question here is this. Nowadays, when you talk about mass events, you actually address questions that are asked by individuals. And therefore, we understand that some of this information is addressed directly to them. But how do the rest of us forum members, what's the best way for us to take that information and make it useful for us during this mass movement? Because there is a lot of conflict that I see within the forum.
This would be a matter of individually looking at whatever information is presented, and then in relation to your own development and paying attention to yourselves and being more self-aware, moving in the direction of applying whatever points might be applicable to you individually, but in the capacity of how you personally move and what you do and how you engage and interpret information. Now, let me express to you, first of all, what I would say in relation to all of this is that in one respect, Rome and the group interaction there was somewhat of a turning point, because it was somewhat of a turning point for all of you and becoming more aware, and therefore in that collectively and to a degree individually wanting more information about your world and about the shift and about what is occurring in your world, and therefore partially you are correct that there was somewhat of a change or an alteration in the direction, which began in relation to that group interaction in Rome. But I would also express that to this date, presently, for the most part, in individual sessions and individual conversations, I am continuing to offer personal information to those individuals. Now, what you see in individual sessions is determined by which individuals choose to share, because there are many individuals that choose not to share because they are very personal and because the information applies very specifically to them and their situation. And there are many individuals that I am aware of that don't share their conversations with myself, with the rest of you. But you are receiving somewhat of a constant flow of information in relation to those individuals that do choose to share their conversations with myself. And for the most part, many of those individuals, yes, are asking personal questions, but they also do ask questions that would be applicable to other people and that are about more collective expressions, mass events, and movement of the shift in relation to many individuals. Therefore, that you may be noticing that seems to be a significant difference in the conversations that I am engaging, which I would say it is very understandable that you would perhaps generate a conclusion that I am directing those conversations differently, which is not entirely correct, because as I expressed, there are many, many individuals that choose not to share their conversations with myself, with the rest of you, and therefore you aren't actually receiving an accurate picture of the whole picture, in a manner of speaking. Individuals that shared their sessions or their conversations with myself in a more personal capacity were more inclined to do that in past time frameworks. In this present time framework, and I would say for several years now, many individuals have moved in a direction of not necessarily choosing to share their private conversations that they engage with myself. And that increased when we began engaging our internet group encounters and conversations. More individuals began holding their conversations privately once we began those internet conversations, because I am offering more information on a regular basis, so to speak, in relation to that. Therefore, people feel more comfortable in not sharing their conversations with other individuals. But that being expressed, in relation to how do you interpret the information that is expressed in a personal capacity, recognizing that it is definitely directed to that individual. This is the piece about one direction of applying, in practical application, your development in becoming more self-aware. The more self-aware you are, the more you understand yourself, your natural movement, what your natural inclinations are, and your personality, and how you process information. And therefore, with all of those factors that you are aware of with yourself, it is a matter of looking at whatever information is being offered and genuinely evaluating, does this actually apply to me? And if so, how does it apply to me? Because the base subject might apply to you, but it might apply differently than it is being expressed to that particular individual. Therefore, it is a matter of using your discernment to identify what parts of the information can you incorporate for yourself that will benefit you. Now, that is an important piece. And I definitely will stress and emphasize this, because this is a piece that many individuals, in a manner of speaking, become stuck with, is that you listen to someone else's conversation with myself, and then you think about a particular subject that I am expressing with that individual, and you begin to think, oh, I have that difficulty, or this is a problem for myself. You automatically move in the negative association and then attempt to think of how to alter that or what you should do to address that. And in many situations, whatever it is that I am addressing to with another individual, perhaps as an issue, isn't necessarily applicable to other people as an issue. But that doesn't mean that there isn't valuable information being expressed or included in the identification of the issue, how to address to it, what to do. And that it is a matter of looking at whatever the subject is and evaluating what part of this information benefits me. Not looking for having the same issues as another individual, but rather looking at and listening to the information from the perspective of how can I apply this information perhaps in a similar or even in a very different capacity that will actually benefit me or that will create more of an ease for me. Now, understand there are times in which you might be listening to the conversation that I am having with another individual, and you might actually strongly relate to something that they have experienced that might be an issue or might be something that is difficult. And in that, what I would say to you is, once again, it is a matter of looking at that, and although you can perhaps strongly identify and relate to the experiences of another individual, because many of you have similar experiences in your lives, it is still a matter of looking at that and applying it in relation to your specific experiences, therefore altering it in some capacities to fit you.
Yeah. So actually, I think this is a good point for me to go to a somewhat related question, which is that, you know, in the earlier stuff, you know, that I've been, you know, going through, it was really exciting. These kind of new concepts of, well, I mean, they were new to me, the idea of accepting beliefs, you know, dealing with duplicity, recognizing duplicity, moving into interconnectedness and understanding our relationship with perception. But I guess one thing that I've been seeing in the forums, you know, on the internet, is that there's been more recent sessions about the virus, which are focused on the idea of choosing sides. So in one session, for instance, you talk about masks and separatism, you know, the idea of putting on masks being about separatism. But to some people in the forum, they see this as a, you know, creating a choice between two differences. And this may be an identification that is valid in the US, in America, but it's, you know, maybe not so valid in other countries. So I guess for me, the big question is this actually creating an opposing energy? And in terms of your intent, how is this reducing trauma for those of us who are privy to your info, you know, all of us Elias people? Because within the forum, there's already conflict being generated.
Oh, you know, definitely.
About masks, for instance. Yeah.
This is a significant subject, and what yes. this is all about is difference. And exactly. this is all about acceptance. This is not about choosing sides. This mm-hmm. is not about whether to wear a mask or not wear a mask in actuality. And I would say to you that this also is an excellent example of what we were discussing in the first question in relation to subjects that are engaged by individual in people in their private conversations with myself that likely will be shared with all of you, and that actually was a very significant topic of discussion yesterday in my conversation with Yvette, which likely will be shared with all of you. And I will express to you a reiteration of some of that conversation in mm-hmm. which, first of all, let me express to you, whatever information I offer to any of you, as soon as you connect with it, you will distort it because you automatically filter it through your perception, your beliefs, and what you are paying attention to. And in this, what I would also say is that it is not surprising that there may be conflict even among all of you, or what you would term to be even among all of you, because it doesn't matter that individuals engage conversation with myself. That doesn't distinguish them as different from everyone else in your world, or that they don't have their own opinions, or that they aren't continuing to struggle with the expression of acceptance or difference. And especially now, difference has become one of the main subjects that you are addressing to presently, and it is being emphasized in many, many, many directions. And in relation to the information that I express to all of you, that also isn't an exception to being scrutinized in relation to difference, or used in relation to differences. What I would say in relation to this subject of masks, I agree with you that it may appear, let us say for the most part, that when this particular subject is being discussed, that there appears to be more of what you would term to be an American slant in relation to the information, because most of the individuals that are asking questions about it are Americans. Most of the individuals in other countries aren't asking questions about that particular subject. Now, if people in other countries have questions about wearing masks versus not wearing masks, and if they want information in a different direction, well, I am offering it to you now. Mm-hmm. And what I would say in that is this isn't a subject about whether to wear a mask or not. It is a subject about difference and about acceptance. And this subject is actually about your individual expressions of right and wrong, and how automatically and how strongly so many of you move in these directions of right and wrong, if not all of you, in different capacities and in different degrees. In this, underneath the obvious surface expression of the subject of whether to wear a mask or not wear a mask, and if you are wearing a mask, are you giving up your personal liberty? Are you acquiescing? Are you not honoring yourself? Or if you aren't wearing a mask, are you maintaining your own individuality, your freedom? It isn't about any of that. Those are all your justifications. Those are all your esoteric ideas about a subject that is much simpler and that isn't about individual liberties. This is a choice. And this choice is being expressed in relation to right and wrong for almost all of you. That the people that are wearing masks and that are expressing that it is important and are giving all their reasons for wearing masks, that they perceive themselves to be right. And that if you aren't wearing a mask, that you are wrong. And the people that aren't wearing masks perceive their direction to be right, their choice to be right, and they have all of their constructs and all of their reasons and all of their justifications for why they are right, and the people that are wearing the masks are wrong. What the base of all of it is about this automatic direction of right and wrong, and how important it is for each of you to be right and to express that rightness in relation to other people. Now, let me say to you, all of you in this forum, at the very least, are at this point accepting that the people that are expressing the importance of wearing a mask, that they are afraid. What you aren't recognizing is that all of the people that are moving in the direction of being so resistant to that direction and justifying it in relation to their personal preference, their personal liberty, their personal freedom of choice, they are afraid also. Because when you move in a direction of expressing that you are right and that you are expressing that impulse to prove your rightness or to express your rightness to someone else, that you have to be right and therefore, by extension, you are making them wrong. That is motivated by fear. Underneath The reason that it is important for you to express that or generate steps that prove your rightness or that are aimed at taking a stand, let us say, for your rightness. That is motivated by fear equally as much as the other individual, because the other individual is doing what they are doing in expressing that they are right also. It isn't about being right. It is about differences and acceptance and recognizing that whatever it is that you believe within yourself to be right, because you do exist in a reality in which duplicity is one of your belief systems. Therefore, that isn't disappearing. And it isn't bad or wrong for any of you to believe that what is important to you is right. But that doesn't mean that it applies to other people. That whatever it is that you absolutely believe is right, that is acceptable for you. That guides your behavior. It guides your preferences. It guides you in relation to what is important to you. As an aside, I will also express that as you become more self-aware, that definitely is changing. Because those tremendous rightness expressions become less important. And the more self-aware you become, the more you don't feel or experience that impulse or that push to express your rightness. It doesn't mean that you don't believe that you are right in a particular direction. It simply means that you don't feel any push to instruct anyone else or judge them that what they are expressing isn't right because it doesn't match your right. And when you can do that, when you can see that piece, when you can genuinely evaluate this piece about being right and lessen the importance about expressing how right you are in anything, what it does is it automatically moves you more in a direction of acceptance. That doesn't mean you agree. And I have expressed that from the onset of this forum. That acceptance doesn't require agreement. You don't have to agree. You don't have to like something. You don't have to agree with something to be accepting of it. And you can vehemently disagree with something and still be accepting of it. And in that, this is an excellent example. Actually, everything with this mass event is an excellent example of differences and opportunities to be practicing that self-awareness and moving in the direction of acceptance. And in that, when you aren't so busy being preoccupied with being right, you can actually listen. You can listen to what another individual is expressing that is different. And it doesn't automatically strike that energy blow, in a manner of speaking, to you. Now, let me say to you, when another individual expresses very differently from you, even if they are trying to convince you of their own rightness, that punch that you feel in relation to the other individual being so adamant and trying to convince you that they are right and you are so resistant to that, that energy punch that you feel, that doesn't come from them. That comes from you. That comes from you expressing a very strong push away. I expressed yesterday with Yvette the question, if someone tells you what to do, what do you do? You generally automatically want to do the opposite. If someone tells you, don't do this, you automatically want to do it. Unless they give you a very reasonable and what you think of as a good reason and explanation why not to do something. Or if they tell you, do this, you automatically don't want to do it. This is a very natural automatic expression with all of you because you are your individual selves and because you have your individual guidelines and therefore you automatically don't want to be told what to do. That is natural. When someone else is expressing their rightness, you perceive that as them not only invalidating you, but if they are right, then they are making you wrong, and they are telling you what to do, and you automatically will resist that. Now, in this, your perception can be changed very easily if the other individual expresses some type of explanation that you understand and that you will accept. But that isn't the point either, because you automatically think that in these situations where there is such division and such opposition occurring that there is required some type of meeting in the middle or meeting of the minds. No, that isn't required. You don't have to have a meeting of the minds. You don't have to meet in the middle. You don't have to move in a direction of acquiescing or concession or compromise. What is the goal, so to speak, is cooperation. And when people are in the direction of their own rightness, they cannot express that cooperation. You cannot cooperate with other individuals if you are too busy being right. Cooperation is not compromising. It is not necessarily meeting in the middle. It is honoring yourself and honoring the other individual also at the same time. Honoring that interconnectedness, regardless of whether you agree with another individual or not. I will not express as much detail beyond that as I did yesterday in my conversation with Vivette, because I am aware that she likely will be sharing that with you, and therefore it isn't necessary to reiterate all of it. But to this point, I am reiterating these points because they are very important, that this is not about sides. This is about all of you. This is not about only the masses. This is about every one of you individually. And about how important that individual energy is. Because there is no collective without the individuals. And this shift is in its core about emphasizing the importance, the significance of the individual, not of groups, not of authorities, but of the power and the significance of individual choice and the importance of every single individual in your reality and how much you are affecting. And how much you ripple in capacities that you don't even understand objectively. And those, I am aware, are simply words to you. You don't actually understand those words of what you ripple out. But nevertheless, it is a very strong extension of energy, and it is very, very affecting. I would say you yourself are an example of this. You reside in a physical location that is on the opposite side of your planet from the individuals that you are physically connecting with in this present moment.
Yeah, exact opposite.
You have been affecting considerably in rippling and influencing in that direction. And you have no physical proximity contact with these individuals. But you are affecting. Therefore, your reach in what you touch is so much greater and so much farther than you realize. And that is the reason that this shift in consciousness is so focused in its core on the individual.
Hello.
Oh, Aishin, can you hear us?
Hi. Yeah, it's been dropping quite a bit. I'm sorry. I missed quite a bit, but I'm gonna go back to the recording. But I love, you know, that Elias has been, you know, you've been responding to actually questions that I was going to ask. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You can
hear me,
right? Yes. Okay.
Great.
Okay. So, just before, you know, I know we're getting to the end here, and there, I have so many questions, and I'm going to throw them all out there right now and see which one, you know, you'd like to address. The first question really is, Seth wrote a book about it. Many of us are really comfortable with manifesting our individual, you know, lives and our individual realities. We're getting pretty good at that. We're practicing, but I think we still feel a gap between that empowerment that we feel individually and being able to affect this mass event, because I think a lot of us feel you know, just being sucked along for the ride, right? And there's a lot of mass energy here, and we've learned as individuals within this mass event. So that's one question. The other question I have is, can you define freedom? I think that's a big question and a big topic for a lot of people in the forum and even outside the forum. They're using the word freedom to justify a lot of their actions, but no one seems to agree. You know, I think we need more clarity. And then the last thing is, what do you think? Sorry, can you hear?
Yes.
Great. And then the last thing is, what do you think about, you know, people using the word fuck you? I see that a lot in the forum these days. And I don't know. I think a lot of people feel that it's, you know, it's a way for them to show that they're self-directing. That fuck you to me sounds like oppositional energy. So, I mean, I'd like to hear your comments on that. So those three topics, take it away.
In relation to the first question, what I would say is simply, what are you doing? What are you doing? Or what is anyone that is expressing that question? What are they individually doing in relation to this event? To, if they don't agree, or if they don't want to be swept up in it, so to speak, then what are they doing that isn't oppositional, but is moving in a direction of what they think of or what they feel is different? And in that, I would also say, if an individual feels that they are being swept up in the mass event, they definitely are. And that is also their choice, because that is what they are paying attention to. If you are perceiving that you are being limited, it is because you are paying attention to limitations and not paying attention to what you can do, but rather what you can't do. And once again, I will also express that in relation to the subject of our previous question, much of this is addressed in Vivette's conversation with myself also. But as to let us say defining freedom, I would say that the definition of freedom for all of you is your ability to generate choice with as few restrictions as possible. And the reason I don't say no restrictions is because you exist in a physical focus, in a physical manifestation, in a physical reality. And in relation to physical reality, there are some, not many, but there are some limitations in relation to consciousness, not necessarily in relation to your reality, but in relation to consciousness in general. In this, I would say that freedom is the expression of your ability to choose in your reality, within the blueprint of your reality, without restrictions. Now, I also understand that presently, in relation to this mass event, many, many, many of you perceive yourselves to be restricted. What I would say to you in that is, first of all, remember that mass events are created by individuals that are generating in mass. You all are participating in this, all of you. Whether you agree with the direction that it is moving in or you don't agree with it, the base of it all is that you are all participating. Every one of you. The entire world is participating in this. Therefore, the first piece is that you created it. If you don't like it, change it. You created it, therefore it is your creation. And if you don't like what you have created, then change it. Those are your choices. And in this, if you perceive yourself to be restricted, then look at whatever it is that you see as restrictions and ask yourself, how are you creating those restrictions and what are you paying attention to that make those restrictions? Because you are creating it. What I will say to all of you is a reminder, you are all each creating your reality. No one else is creating it for you. No one else is imposing a reality on you. And I will remind you, there is no official reality and then your individual realities. No, you each are creating your own reality. Yes, there are influences from other individuals, from other essences, from other energies, because you aren't creating your reality alone, and because you are interconnected, you even connect in dreams. But in that, ultimately, the base element of all of it is that each and every one of you is creating your reality. And you do that based on what you pay attention to and what you concentrate on. And concentration is not the same as attention. Therefore, in that, what you hold in concentration and what you pay attention to is what feeds your perception. It is the film that passes through the projector. And the projector reads that film and projects out images, which is your reality. And each and every one of you are projecting your own reality every moment of every day of your existence. Therefore, if you are engaging a part of your reality that you don't like, then look at what you are paying attention to and reevaluate and choose differently. And remember, the basic principle of consciousness in creating is that you always create more of what you pay attention to. Therefore, if you are paying attention to restrictions, you create more of it. If you are paying attention to no restrictions, you create more of that. If you are paying attention to conflict, you create more of that. If you are paying attention to cooperation, you create more of that. You always create more of what you are paying attention to. If you are looking at your reality and you see not enough or lack, or you don't have what you desire or what you want in reality. Why? Because you are paying attention to not enough. Not having enough, not doing enough, not being enough. And then you create more of that. And in that, the more comfortable and content and satisfied you are with you, as you are, who you are, and in what you do, the more you create that freedom, which is generating those choices without restrictions, because the more you allow yourself to do so. Therefore, I would say to you, my friend, the base of all of it, once again, comes down to each one of you and what you do and what you pay attention to and what you concentrate on and what you make important. What are you making important that you don't like? You always have choice. You always can choose. It is your innate right, so to speak, because you are consciousness and because that is what you do. You choose in every moment. In this, I would remind you that nothing is absolute. Nothing is set in stone. Therefore, that is the wonderment of consciousness and the wonderment of your reality. that if you don't like it, you can change it. The only thing that restricts you, the only thing that takes away your freedom is you. Because nothing else can create your choices for you. Nothing else can create your reality for you. Only you. And therefore, all the power lies with you.
Thank you very much. So that's a great reminder. One that we all needed.
You are very welcome, my friend. I am exceptionally encouraging of all of you that you have incredible power. You have unlimited energy. And in that, it is all a matter of what inspires you. Follow your inspiration, and you will likely be much more content and satisfied and generate much more freedom.
Thank you. It's very, very good advice.
I expressed.
Well, I think our time is up, but it's been.
Very well. I express great love to you, my dear friend, and to your family, and to everyone you touch, that all of that passes through you and to everyone that you touch in wondrous friendship and in great, great encouragement. And smiles to the small one. Of one
oh,
of
look at that cutie pie.
Thank you. Hello.
Oh, Aishin, this is so... You just go by Shin, not Aishin, right?
Oh.
Shin is good. Yeah, Shin is good.
Shin is good.
Look at the baby.
Oh, that was...
It was... It was...